When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, the Bitcoin price has further to fall before it attacks $70,000. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analysts, Crypto Ed, as well as Mikhail Vendepop, and the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. Also, this just in, breaking news, Switzerland's biggest Bitcoin broker, Bitcoin Suisse, becomes the first Bitcoin payment processor to integrate the Lightning Network in Switzerland, enabling cheaper and faster payments. Also in today's show, another major alert, Apple CEO Tim Cook owns Bitcoin and Ethereum and says it's reasonable to own it as a part of a diversified portfolio. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Kraken predicts the $96,000 Bitcoin price top as analyst says $1 trillion Bitcoin market cap is now cemented. That's right, quoting them right here. Assuming Bitcoin continues to follow in the footsteps of Q4 2017, we could expect BTC to rally even higher into month end. For some context, a 220% plus gain in Q4 2021 would imply a price of $96,355 for BTC. And speaking of bullish price predictions, also be sharing Tech Dev's target of $233,000 for this cycle, as well as his latest analysis. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently correcting and in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. Not only can you trade Bitcoin, Ether, as well as the top cryptos, you can also trade physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase custody with a $320 million insurance policy. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. The only caveat, this is only available to those in the United States. So to take advantage of this, as well as receive your first month absolutely free, go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA today and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin remains bullish, but has one more leg down to complete before resurgence. One trader argues in a new analysis on November 10th. Popular Twitter account Crypto Ed said that the pullback from this week's all-time highs above 68,500 was turning out to be deeper than anticipated. Quoting him here on Crypto Twitter, going a bit deeper than I was expecting yesterday. Looks like it'll do one more leg down to complete that ABC. Lines up with the second chart, taking out those lows and retest support when bounce going for $70,000 as he outlines here in this chart. Let me know if you agree with this crypto analyst that we will bounce strong off of that $65,000 support, leading us to the $70,000 territory. Others frame Monday's record as a record slump for the United States dollar against Bitcoin. Among them, longtime trader Peter Brandt, quoting him here on crypto Twitter, there is one thing in the markets I am absolutely sure of, the declining value of the US dollar. $1 when I was born is worth 8 cents today. $1 today will likely be worthless when my grandkids are my age. He ain't telling no lies as money printer continue to go. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently trading at around $66,800. And data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView shows having bounced at $66,250 hours previously, which you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Now, meanwhile, the altcoins copied Bitcoin and its modest come down, with Ether also correcting from its all-time highs. In fact, none of the top 10 cryptos by market cap showed positive performance over the past 24 hours. And the route seemed to be fueled by Tesla stock, which experienced a sudden 12% sell-off shortly after the start of trading on Tuesday. And as Benjamin Cohen calls him out here, yo, Elon FUD puppet muskrat, if you are selling Tesla right now, at least put the proceeds into Bitcoin. And this all started because Elon tweeted, much is made lately of unrealized gains being a means of tax avoidance. So I propose selling 10% of my Tesla stock. Do you support this? And over 3.5 million people voted in this poll and 57.9% said yes and 42.1% said no. And Michael Saylor's advice to Elon, if the goal is diversification, an alternate strategy to consider is converting the Tesla balance sheet to a Bitcoin standard and purchasing $25 billion in BTC. That would deliver diversification, inflation protection, and more upside for all investors in a tax efficient manner. So there you have it. Do you feel that Elon will listen to the sage advice of Michael Saylor and put $25 billion worth of BTC on the Tesla balance sheet? Holla at your boy in the live chat and checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Vandepop. Bitcoin should hold this level around 66,000 to avoid a market-wide deeper correction. If it holds, 75,000 seems next as he outlines right here in this chart. And checking out the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. He reminds us the stock to flow is on track like clockwork. And as pointed out here, actual price 67,500 with the model price at 98,500. And crypto analyst Miles Creative responded to Plan B, light blue zone on your chart, $450,000 to $520,000 looks too programmed. As you can see here in this chart in the light blue zone, showing us a $450,000 Bitcoin price, holla. And as Kevin Svensson shares here, all-time high break leads to the end of the bull run. Comparing previous cycles, 2021, most of the growth in this final run will happen inside of just a few weeks. Be mentally prepared. And in this chart, it shows you Bitcoin's performance since the market top. In 2011, we had a bull run for 52 days. In 2013, for 25 days. And in 2017, 65 days. So get ready and be prepared. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, Bitcoin Suisse becomes the first Bitcoin payment processor to integrate the Lightning Network in Switzerland, enabling cheaper and faster payments. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin currently correcting down 1.3% for the day, trading just above $66,600. We have Ether down 1%, still trading above 4,700. We have Solana correcting along with Polkadot and Cardano and Dogecoin, as well as Shiba, while Binance Coin, XRP, and Chainlink are in the green, along with Litecoin up a whopping 16%, trading at about $290. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Bitcoin Suisse will use the Lightning Network to make Bitcoin transactions both cheaper and faster. It'll be the first crypto payment processor in Switzerland to integrate the technology, according to a press release dated on November 10th, Armin Schmid, head of Bitcoin Suisse Pay, praised the decision, noting that Lightning transactions will play a significant role in scaling crypto apps and driving mass adoption. Quoting him here, Lightning transactions enable higher throughput per second at a price of a fraction of a cent, making them a game-changing innovation for crypto applications. That's right, just like we're experiencing right now in El Salvador with mass Bitcoin adoption. It's all thanks to the Lightning Network and Strike. So shout out to Jack Maulers. And with the launch of this cutting-edge second layer Bitcoin technology, consumers and merchants using Bitcoin Suisse and Worldline will be able to conduct faster transactions with lower blockchain costs. The announcement further says that the decision is a significant step forward in Bitcoin Suisse's efforts to promote the broader adoption of crypto technology. Now, the Lightning Network is a decentralized network built on Bitcoin's second layer that employs smart contract technology to construct a secure network to allow small value transactions at faster speeds and lower costs. In 2015, Joseph Poon and Thaddeus Draya proposed the Lightning Network protocol in an effort to address Bitcoin's scalability issue. And Worldline, the European counterpart of Bitcoin Suisse, will be able to process transactions made using the Lightning Network. And as such, customers and merchants will benefit from the ease of crypto transactions as a result of the Lightning Network integration. The Lightning Network has attracted attention in recent weeks as a result of Twitter's use of it for tipping, along with the network's nationwide rollout across El Salvador. And as reported, the total capacity of the Lightning Network has seen explosive growth this year in 2021. And in September, the network's capacity reached an all-time high of 2,904 BTC, a rise in capacity of 170%. Since January, the network capacity will likely increase even more now that the biggest crypto broker in Switzerland has incorporated. Who do you feel will be next to adopt the Bitcoin Lightning Network into their payment processor? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Apple CEO Tim Cook says he owns Bitcoin and Ethereum and says it's reasonable to own as a part of a diversified portfolio, as well as Kraken predicts $96,000 Bitcoin price top. As analyst says, $1 trillion Bitcoin market cap is now cemented. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.9 trillion with $134 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 43.3%, with the Ether dominance at 19%. 16.3%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have IOTX up 60%, trading at 16.4 cents, Loopring up 57%, trading at $3.37, and Kadena up 21%, trading at $20.53. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 75 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was an 84, last week a 76, and last month a 71 in greed. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Apple Chief Executive Officer Tim Cook says he owns some crypto as part of a diversified portfolio, but is not planning for the tech company to follow Tesla's example by investing in Bitcoin or other tokens. Speaking at the New York Times Deal Book Online Summit on Tuesday, Cook said he would not use the company's roughly $200 billion in cash on hand to invest in cryptocurrencies. Can you say? Melting ice cube. He also did not intend to accept crypto as a means of payment for Apple products in the immediate future. Quoting him here, it is not something we have immediate plans to do, said Cook. I don't think people buy Apple stock to get exposure to crypto. If they want to do that, they can invest directly into crypto through other means. However, the Apple CEO, personally worth more than $1 billion, says he has owned some crypto when asked about investing in Bitcoin or Ethereum. Quoting him here, I've been interested in crypto for a while. I've been researching it and so forth. I think it's interesting. Cook's statement may come as a bit of a surprise to many in the crypto space, given the CEO has largely not taken a public position on digital assets, despite controlling one of the largest companies in the world. And according to data from Asset Dash, Apple is currently the second most valuable company behind Microsoft, with a market cap worth more than $2.4 billion. Also like to point out that Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak is also bullish on the king of all crypto. Just saying. And some major tech CEOs, including Tesla's Elon Fudd puppet Muskrat, haven't been particularly shy when expressing their opinions on crypto. Muskrat may have contributed to the price of the crypto asset, as well as that of Dogecoin, experiencing volatility in response to his social media posts and business decisions at Tesla. This week, he sold 10% of his Tesla stock in response to the results of a Twitter poll, as I previously shared with you. And before I break down our final story of the day, Kraken predicts a $96,000 Bitcoin price top. As analyst says, a $1 trillion Bitcoin market cap is now cemented, as well as I shared the latest price predictions from Tech Dev, who shows Bitcoin targeting $233,000 this cycle. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 980 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasting platforms. We're currently receiving over 20,000 podcast downloads per day. You can find me on Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, as well as Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And you can also follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. If you're not already in my private crypto Telegram chat, be sure to join in on the fun. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin can nail the now popular $98,000 price target, but it could end up being the cycle top, new research argues. In its October 2021 market recap and outlook, major United States exchange Kraken said that Bitcoin should reach around $96,000 if this quarter copies the last bull run. That's right, with Bitcoin price predictions reaching $300,000 per BTC, this new analysis from Kraken suggests that if Bitcoin were to copy its 2017 performance, this cycle's top could end up still being under $100,000, while facing calls for a worst-case scenario November closing price of $98,000 as outlined by Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock-to-flow model. It could be that Bitcoin ends up peaking at around that level instead. Quoting Kraken from this latest report, at the current pace, quarter four is trending most similarly to quarter four 2017 with a correlation of 0.88. It should be noted that quarter four 2017 went to become Bitcoin's third best quarter four on record with a return of 220% gains, Kraken wrote. So assuming Bitcoin continues to follow in the footsteps of quarter four 2017, we can expect BTC to rally even higher into month end. For some context, a 220% gain in quarter four 2021 would imply a price of $96,355 for BTC. And Kraken goes ahead and shares this chart, which shows the historical quarter four returns for the different years. And the report also noted that in November, historically, it tends to be more volatile as well as deliver the largest monthly returns. And a separate prediction involved Bollinger Bands and Bitcoin's Relative Strength Index, better known as the RSI. Quoting them again here, historically, Bitcoin Bitcoin cycle tops have coincided with Bitcoin hitting both its upper Bollinger Band and the 1 month relative strength index, hitting a reading of 96, it added, and currently at 71.7, the RSI thus has room to grow in line with spot price action. And as reported, the metric is responsible for some of the loftier Bitcoin price predictions for this cycle. And the upper Bollinger Band, which you can see right here, meanwhile, currently gives a reading of around $112,000 per BTC. Now, should Bitcoin's current run stall at significant resistance near 70,000, a dip may not cost the bulls more than around 20%. Looking at the cost at which every Bitcoin changed hand, analyst Willy Wu concluded that the $50,000 to $60,000 zone is more than solid enough as support, as he points out here on crypto Twitter. Contour map of every Bitcoin at the price they last changed hands between investors. Huge price validation between $50,000 and $60,000. Bitcoin as a $1 trillion asset class, in my opinion, is now cemented. Hard to see it dropping below this zone. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analysts, and checking out the latest from crypto analyst Tech Dev. In all full Bitcoin cycles, there is a high near the log 1.618 and the low near the 1.272, a linear 5.618 from high to low, called the top within dollars twice before, targets $233,000 per Bitcoin this cycle, as he points out here in this chart, showing the bull run from 2013 to 2017 to that of this year in 2021. And if history is to repeat, we're talking about a $233,000 Bitcoin price. Also like to point out Max Keiser's year-end price prediction. He says 220,000 is still in play. And Tech Dev also shares here, Bitcoin still threading the needle, eager to see where it goes at the December fork. And as you can see in this chart, it overlays the bull run of this year of 2021 to that of 2017 and gold's chart from the 1970s. If we follow the trajectory of 2017, that will take us on up to 200,000. And if we follow gold's trajectory from the 1970s, that could take us up to $280,000 per BTC. And as Dr. Jeff Ross shares here, $330,000 Bitcoin by December 2021 or nah? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. Bitcoin has further to fall before Bitcoin attacks $70,000. I broke down for you the latest technical analysis as well as breaking news. Bitcoin Suisse becomes the first Bitcoin payment processor to integrate the Lightning Network in Switzerland, enabling cheaper and faster payments. Also shared major news that the Apple CEO Tim Cook says he owns Bitcoin and Ethereum and says it's reasonable to own it as a part of a diversified portfolio. Also in today's show, I shared that Kraken predicts a $96,000 Bitcoin price top. As analyst says, $1 trillion Bitcoin market cap is now cemented. And also shared the latest updates from Tech Dev predicting $233,000 per Bitcoin this cycle. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, B Styles wrote, JV, great show as always. Caught the replay on Spotify. I got to thank you, bro, for keeping it positive and helping us deflect that FUD. Truly life-changing for those who listen and believe. Could not have done it without this show, keeping my hands diamond strong and my eyes set on the moon. Much love, fam. Rocket ship to the moon, 98,000. Let's freaking go. Cheers, fam. 98,000 Bitcoin November close. Send it. Now for our next feature comment of the day comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV, enjoyed your show. I have to admit I got it wrong. My prediction of $100,000 by the 8th of November is quite off. Can't get them all right all the time. I never lost money over it, so all good. The next target is 73,000, 220,000 year end. I'm sticking with Max, the king of all crypto. I had a bag of Loop Ring and sold it for a small profit because it was not doing anything, and it's now up around 200%. Once again, you can't win them all. No losses, but it does feel like the fish that got away. Take care. God bless. $220,000 Bitcoin end of year target sounds good to me. Let's go. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from G Dean, who wrote, JV, great show. When I purchased my first Bitcoin in 2017, there was so much FUD about Bitcoin going to zero. I had to hide the fact that I was buying for my friends and family. Now my family are asking how I knew, and they see me as a genius. Here's to all those who took a risk and believed in BTC. You are genius. I love it. Keep stacking them sats and HODL, fam. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. If you're looking to trade crypto tax-free, look no further than iTrust. You can get set up and actually receive your first month absolutely free. They also have a special promo running right now. Get $100 in free Bitcoin from iTrust by completing the following three steps. Step number one, register here. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.com. Step 1, Step 2, confirm your email. And Step 3, fund your account. That's it. And yes, $100 in real BTC, absolutely free. This particular free BTC offer is currently only available in the United States. So please keep that in mind. Visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your crypto IRA and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.